Inside the greenhouse at Thomas Aqua Farms in Davis County, water is constantly flowing through 9 bright blue tanks that are shoulder height and 8 feet in diameter. Each tank has about 500 tilapia of various sizes swimming around. Forrest Wynn, an aquaculture extension specialist for Kentucky State University, is dropping a probe into one of the tanks.
It's a dissolved oxygen meter. We'd like this to be up around 5. That would be ideal. This one's a little low, about 4.2. Dissolved oxygen is the most important parameter. The fish can suffocate with a too low dissolved oxygen.
Wynn is at Thomas Aqua Farms with 2 other aquaculture specialists.
We're trying just to get some people that are interested, get them a foothold, and get them to be able to market their product and be successful, and that's kind of what we're doing here today.
Wynn says there are a handful of aqua farms in Kentucky raising fish for commercial use. He says more fish coming from Kentucky aqua farms would be a plus for consumers who are increasingly interested in healthy, locally sourced food.
And that's one of the selling points for locally grown fish like this. One, the carbon footprint's less because it's not being trucked around the world. And secondly, this fellow and his family are here. You know, you can come by and take a look, and there's more accountability behind the product.
22-year-old Eric Thomas and his dad, Rick Thomas, collaborated on the aquaculture project to raise fish on the family's 34-acre farm. Eric says he became interested in koi when he was 8 years old. Now he has a business building koi ponds.
And so I used my knowledge that I got from koi and put it towards the systems that we've got implemented for tilapia. The greenhouse has been running for about 1 full year now, and it's been a very steep learning curve.
Thomas says the 9 tanks are divided into 3 closed systems.
It's a biosecurity thing to where if one system gets a disease or a parasite, it doesn't affect the other systems.
He says he has plans for the 3 different systems.
So we can have salt in one tank and grow marine shrimp, or we can have cold water in one tank and raise rainbow trout, while the other tank is 95 degrees and fresh water for tilapia.
Thomas has already taken tilapia to the Owensboro Regional Farmers Market and sold nearly 300 fish in the past few weeks. Now he's offering tilapia to local restaurants. Researcher Noel Novello says Eric and Rick Thomas are innovators, offering a new product at the right time.
The market in the U.S. generally, the tilapia is in high demand.
Novello is a specialist in aquaculture genetics at Kentucky State University, working on ways to improve production of tilapia to help meet the demand.
For example, in the Kroger in Frankfort, Kentucky, the fillets themselves are flown in directly from Honduras on ice. They're never frozen, and they are gone within a few days.
Andrew Ray is an assistant professor of aquaculture production at Kentucky State University, whose specialty is shrimp.
There's a variety of shrimp aquaculture operations throughout the country, though. Indiana has quite a few, and Iowa has quite a few, and so I'm trying to bring some of this expertise to Kentucky and get some of our farmers doing this to introduce a new product, to innovate and diversify our agricultural portfolio here.
Ray says there are currently 2 farmers in Kentucky raising shrimp, one in Fayette County and one in Henry County. Up next with shrimp, Thomas Aqua Farms in Davis County. Eric Thomas says he already has his permit from Kentucky Fish and Wildlife to raise, transport, and sell shrimp. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller.